This is program number LW2474. Well, you know, it's incredible how much longer the average person lives today. Hi, this is Larry West. In 1900, the average lifespan in the United States was 47 years. Today, it's 73. According to the prediction in American Family Physician magazine, by the year 2010, our average lifespan in this country of ours will be a little over 82. We've got the medicines, the good food, all the necessary preventions to help us live longer. Yet there's an interesting parallel. Even though we're able to live longer these days, suicide is now the number two cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds. All across this country of ours, more than 5,000 teenagers and young adults commit suicide each year. And that's almost twice as many as there were 10 years ago. So while we can prolong our lives on the one hand, more and more of us are stopping them short on the other. Why? Is it not because of the pressures? More and more of us can't cope with the pressures. If it's not drugs in the family, it's divorce. If it's not in the making of the money, it's mistakes we've made when we spent it. There's the grocery bill, shoes for the kids, the house payment, the car payment, the dentist, the insurance premiums. Don't forget the taxes. There's always cause for worry. Some worry about wasting too much time. Others worry about watching too much television. Some worry about eating too much. Others worry about drinking too much. There's just worry everywhere. While we have the good medicine and the fine food and the great preventatives for prolonging our lives, there are a lot of us who can't cope with the pressures. And we stop our lives too short. What's the point of having good physical health if you can't cope with the pressures? If you're one who's having trouble coping with the pressure, I mean, you're a worrier, then maybe this will help. The Bureau of Standards in Washington, D.C. tells us that a dense fog covering 7 city blocks 100 feet deep is composed of something less than 1 glass of water. Just 1 glass. That amount of water is divided into 60,000 million tiny drops. There's not much there. Yet, when those minute particles settle down over the city or a countryside, they can blot out everything. I mean, you can't see a thing. But it's all just 1 glass of water. Now, what's my point? Well, a cup full of worry does just about the same thing. It's like fog around your head that you let get so dense, you know, that you can't see that there is a God who cares. It's Jesus Christ who is saying to you, get this, he says, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, he says. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Jesus asks, are you not of more value than they? Which one of you, by being anxious, can add 1 cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O men of little faith. Therefore, Jesus says, do not be anxious. Now that has to be the best advice any man could receive. And it was more than a man who gave it. It was the God-man, Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Thank God that God cares. Only God can really help us cope. I've written a pamphlet called, What Controls Your Life? I really think it'll help. Something controls each of our lives. What controls yours? What ought to control yours? Let me send you this pamphlet. It is free. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.